Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne with some classy tunes from the best 50 years of the 20th century. We call it the class of 19, any time of any year, from the 1940s to the 1980s. From my friend Paul Anka, we welcome you to the class of singer-songwriters. And we got it started with Paul Anka's first big hit from 1957, and he was only 16 years old when he wrote and recorded Diana. And just because it's unusual for an artist to record a sequel a decade later, we're going to jump ahead to 1963, when Paul Anka wrote and recorded Remember Diana. And yes, he reminds you that he wrote a song about her long ago.
Remembers Diana, and just how much I loved her. I wrote a song about her. How wrong could I be? Oh, well, she went and found another. She found another lover. She didn't even bother to say goodbye to me. Things have changed. She's found another. Yes, things have changed. She's got another lover, things have changed. She didn't say goodbye, instead she made me cry. Diana, I'll learn to live without her. Yes, I'll forget about her. Just wait and see. Things will change. I'll find another lover, things will change. I'll learn to live without her, things will change. I'm gonna make her cry, I'm gonna say goodbye.
There you have it, the two chapters of the Diana saga, both written and told by Paul Anka. And of course, this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, And my plan for this show is to play 20 or more songs, every one of which is written and recorded by the same person. And I've never done a show like that before. So let's hustle on back to 1958 now for David Seville. And this is many months before he discovered the Chipmunks. And back in those days, he was keeping his regular appointment with the witch doctor.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that... I told the witch doctor you didn't love me true. I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice. And then the witch doctor, he gave me this advice. He said that... You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. You've been keeping love from me just like you were a miser. And I'll admit I wasn't very smart. So I went out and found myself a guy that's so much wiser. And he taught me the way to win your heart. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to say. My friend, the witch doctor, he taught me what to do. I know that you'll be mine when I say this to you, oh baby. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang. Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bang-bang. Come on and ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, walla-walla-bing-bang.
Ooh ee ooh ah ah ting tang walla walla bing bang. Write that down and refer to it often throughout the show today. And this is the class of singer-songwriters, one of whom in the late 60s and early 70s was one of the top songwriters out there. Everybody wanted to record a song written by Joe South, and here he does one of his own. It's a classic titled Birds of a Feather.
Childhood. In the evening when the sun's sinking low, walking in the wild wood, skipping and flipping through the flowers, we go hand in hand. Looking back on all the happy hours, anybody could understand you and me, babe. Just got to be now. Birds of a feather, la 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 la. We should be together like birds of a feather, la 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 la. We should be together now, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You and I didn't have a lot of friends. We didn't have too much to say. So they never did let us join in all the games that they used to play. Seemed like it was only yesterday down at Lincoln Junior High. I remember what the kids used to say as we'd go strolling by you and me now. Sure enough, got to be now. Birds of a feather, la 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 la. We should be together like birds of a feather, la 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 la. Got to be together now. Time goes rolling by, and they say that you and I will go our separate ways. But birds of a feather will always be together. Sure enough, now. Your folks didn't want me hanging around, said that I was bad for you. So with me on the other side of town, down a long dark avenue. Cause I can't keep the two of us apart, long as you really love me. Got the feeling way down in my heart, and that's the way it's gonna be, you and me, babe. Sure enough, got to be now. little feather, la 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 la. We should be together like birds of a feather. Birds of a feather, la 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 la. We should be together like birds of a feather, la 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 la. We should be together like birds of a feather, la 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 la. We got to be together like birds of a feather.
All of those years subscribing to the Audubon Society magazine has really helped me understand birds of a feather and how they stick together. I always heard that's the way it should be. And in case you've forgotten, some other great songs written by Joe South include Games People Play, Don't It Make You Wanna Go Home, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, Children, and These Are Not My People. And I'm Jerry Osborne, ever so grateful to have you tune in to KPTZ. And now here's our first of the female singer-songwriters. And my, oh my, does she ever have a ton of hits to her credit. I'm talking about Dolly Parton. And here she is with one of her rockin' numbers, Baby, I'm Burnin'. From the tail end of 1978, that's Disco Dolly, and Baby, I'm Burnin', so cool me down. And so the class of singer-songwriters on KPTZ continues with a fella that was Britain's answer to Bob Dylan. And we even file his music under D, like Dylan, except he's Donovan. And here's one of his many compositions that became a big hit, and here comes the Hurdy-Gurdy Man.
Like a star in my eyes, if I open my eyes to take a peek, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 hurdy-gurdy,
Donovan from 1968 and the Hurdy-Gurdy Man. And as I'm sure you recall, we began the J.O. show today with Paul Anka and Diana. But that wasn't the first rock and roll star to write his own song and have it become number one. About 7 months before Diana, Buddy Knox wrote and recorded Party Doll, making him the first rock and roll star to write and sing a number one hit.
Well, all I want is a party doll. Come along with me when I'm feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her fingers through my hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. She had blonde hair and eyes blue. Baby, I wanna have a party with you. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make love to you. Every man has gotta have a party doll to be with him when he's feeling wild. To be ever loving, true and fair. To run her finger through his hair. To run her finger through his hair. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. Come along and be my party doll. I'll make love to you, to you. I'll make.
Mr. Buddy Knox, and all he really ever wanted was just a party doll. And so we leave 1957 and head for 1976, the year that Roger Whittaker came up with one of the best compositions of the 70s. I guess you could say that it's based on the cycle of life, but it's expressed in a way that I'd never heard before. Something along the lines of, the beginning of anything could be the beginning of the end of whatever it was that began. Listen carefully to the lyrics, and I think you'll appreciate it as much as I do. Roger titles it The First Hello, The Last Goodbye.
They say, when you gain a lover, you begin to lose a friend. That the end of the beginning's the beginning of the end. They say the moment that you're born is when you start to die. And the first time that we said hello began our last goodbye. Know each summer's coming means that winter's waiting there. And gold would not be precious if we all had gold to spare. You only know how low is low the first time that you fly, and the first time that we said hello began our last goodbye. If I could live forever, it is certain I could never know another single second so sublime. That moment of our meeting, when our hands first touched in greeting, how I wanted to hold back the hands of time. When they begin the overture, they stop to end the show. When you said, I'll never leave you, then I knew that you would go. The sound of all our laughter is now echoed in a sigh. And the first time that we said hello began our last goodbye. If I could live forever, it is certain I could never know another single second so sublime. That moment of our meeting, when our hands first touched in greeting, how I wanted to hold back the hands of time.
Hands of time.
When they begin the overture, they stop to end the show. When you said, I'll never leave you, then I knew you would go. The sound of all our laughter is now echoed in a sigh. And the first time that we said hello began our last goodbye. And the first time that we said hello began our last goodbye.
Anyone who can write a song like that deserves a spot in the class of singer-songwriters. And even though I realize that the first hello puts you that much closer to the beginning of the last goodbye, think about how much fun you can have between the overture and the finale. And this is a theory that I'm anxious to test on the angel who now lives right next door.
Do 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 ba 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 bo do ba she down down do ba ba.
Neil Sedaka from 1962, what an infectious little song that is, from a fellow who is obviously bilingual, and by that I mean that he writes all of the English words as well as the doo-wop language. A doobie doobie doo bop bop, a doo bop she down down. And all of that translates into I'm living right next door to an angel. And this is your translator, Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, keeping Port Townsend zooming as we enjoy another one of the all-time great singer-songwriters, and that would be Marty Robbins. He wrote so many of his own hits, as well as hits for other people, too. But that's what great songwriters do. Here he is in peak form vocally and accompanied by a fuzzed-out guitar. And if all of that isn't exotic enough, how about Floyd Kramer on piano?
Don't worry about me, it's all over now. Though I may be blue, I'll manage somehow. Love can't be explained, can't be controlled. One day it's warm, next day it's cold. Don't pity me, 'cause I'm feeling blue. Don't be ashamed, it might have.
You even worry a little bit about me, I'm going to be just fine. And that's Marty Robbins, one of the all-time great talents from 1961. Now we advance forward 40 years, that means all the way from 61 to 2001. And this is just one of several hundred songs that Bob Dylan has written and recorded himself. But this is a great one that you don't get to hear that often, so let's enjoy it together. It's titled Moonlight, from his Love and Theft album.
The seasons, they are turning, and my sad heart is yearning to hear again the songbird's sweet melodious tone. Won't you meet me out in the moonlight alone? The dusky light, the day is losing, orchids, poppies, black-eyed Susan, the earth and sky that melts with flesh and bone. Won't you meet me out in the moonlight alone? The air is thick and heavy all along the levee where the geese into the countryside have flown. Won't you meet me out in the moonlight alone? Well, I
I'm preaching peace and harmony, the blessings of tranquility. Yet I know when the time is right to strike, I take you across the river, dear. You've no need to linger here. I know the kinds of things you like. The clouds are turning crimson, the leaves fall from the limbs, the branches cast their shadows on the stone. Won't you leave me out in the moonlight alone? The boulevards of cypress trees, the masquerade of birds and bees, the petals pink and white, the wind has blown. Won't you leave me out in the moonlight alone? The trailing moss and misty glow, the purple blossoms soft as snow, my tears keep flowing to the sea. Doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, it takes a thief to catch a thief. For whom does the bell toll for love? It tolls for you and me. Her pulses run to my palm, the sharp hills are rising from yellow fields with twisted oaks that grow. Won't you meet me out in the moonlight alone?
Day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a liquor since. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. Just jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. And wasn't I talking to him after church last Sunday? Apple pie, you know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Mama said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Taylor dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way. He said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Bobby Gentry fits right in with our class of singer-songwriters. She penned a number one hit in 1967 titled The Ode to Billy Joe. And that was just 1 year after Bob Lynn wrote and recorded The Elusive Butterfly. And with this one, you can conjure up just about anything that you could imagine and say that that's what it means.
You might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind. And if you're quick enough to rise, you'll catch the fleeting glimpse of someone's fading shadow. Out on the new horizon, you may see the floating motion of a distant pair of wings. And if the sleep has left your ears, you might hear footsteps running through an open meadow. Don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. You might have heard my footsteps echo softly in the distance through the canyons of your mind. I might have even called your name as I ran searching after something to believe in. You might have seen me running through the long abandoned ruins of the dreams you left behind. If you remember something there that glided past you, followed close by heavy breathing, don't be concerned, it will not harm you. It's only me pursuing something I'm not sure of. Across my dreams, with nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love. Nets of wonder, I chase the bright, elusive butterfly of love.
KPTZ,
more music.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that died too. Don't know that I will, but until I can find me a girl to stay and won't play games behind me, but I'll be what I am, a solitary. Solitude.
part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done, having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong.
That's a solitary man, and he is Neil Diamond on the Class of Singer-Songwriters. As we continue from one great talent to another, this time from 1963, it's the brilliant Roy Orbison and one of his unforgettable classics about being on Blue Bayou.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, come what may. Where you sleep all day and the catfish play on Blue Bayou. All those fishing boats with their sails afloat. If I could only see that familiar sunrise through sleepy eyes, how happy I'd be. See my baby again, and to be with some of my friends. Maybe I'd be happy then on Blue Bayou. I'm going back someday, gonna stay on Blue Bayou. Where the folks are fine and the world is mine on Blue Bayou.
Because Roy Orbison wrote the song, he of course had the original version. But in 1977, Linda Ronstadt revived it. And while Roy made it a top 30 hit, Linda took it to the top 3. So over the years, we had two great versions of Blue Bayou. And next on the J.O. Show, from the summer of 1962, how is it that one of the greatest writers in pop music history, and I'm talking about Carole King, begins her song by asking, "What should I write?" I'm not making this up.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to to do. 'Cause I stay home the whole day long and think of you. As far as I'm concerned, each day's a rainy day, so it might as well rain until September. My friends look forward to their picnics on the beach. Yes, everybody loves the summertime. Doesn't matter whether skies are gray or blue. It's raining in my heart 'cause I can't be with you. I'm only living for the day you're home to stay, so it might as well rain until September.
You will, of course, take note that I waited till the very last raindrop fell before coming along with my gobbledygook. And that, my friends, was the first big hit for Carole King from the summer of 1962. It might as well rain until September. Here's one thing I know for sure. The record companies didn't always get it right when they were designated which was the A side and which was the B side of the records. And once in a while, they made some major flubs. In 1965, when RCA Victor put out Shake by Sam Cooke, they indicated that that was the A-side, and no particular attention was paid to the B-side, titled A Change Is Gonna Come. And as it turned out, the radio stations mostly played Shake, and that made the top 10 nationally. And meanwhile, the overlooked side, A Change Is Gonna Come, didn't even make it to the top 30, and it has over time risen to the top of all of Sam Cooke's recordings. And by the way, we did play Shake on last week's show because we were doing the class of Shake, Rattle, and Roll songs. So this week we flip it over for A Change Is Gonna Come.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
To elaborate just a bit more on what I was saying at the beginning of the song, consider that just a little over 2 weeks after Sam Cooke was shot and killed, RCA introduced his new record with a full-page ad in the trades, prominently promoting Shake in huge letters and mentioning the other side, A Change Is Gonna Come, in type only a fraction of the size of Shake. What a blunder that turned out to be. And so on we go with the class of singer-songwriters, and this time it's with the supremely talented Billy Joel. And for the longest time. Bordering on a little doo-wop there, Billy Joel, and For the Longest Time. Here's an amazing statistic about Billy Joel that you may not have known. Of the 42 charted hits that he had, he wrote 40 of those himself. And here's a guy who wrote an awful lot of his own hits, too. And most of them have been played at one time or another on our show. But here's one we haven't gotten to yet, and now's the time for it. Chuck Berry and Anthony Boyle.
And I'm moving on out to school with an open book and a sleepy look. The teacher can't be fooled. I catch a fast in the early class. The teacher will never know that I postponed my work at home watching the evening show. Martini and Jane are yakety yakking with Joan about some things that Anthony told her over the telephone. Hey there, Johnny, me boy, why you in such a rush?
Go!
The girl, she wanna talk to you. Look at him, he's a blush.
Go!
That you know, she knows, I know, you know that all is well. Come, come, Johnny, me boy, don't let him get in your hair. With a good education, you may become a multi-millionaire. Hey there, Anthony boy, why you in such a rush?
And now with our songwriting finale, it's Mickey Newberry and a masterpiece titled Remember the Good.
Yes, I suppose at times I think about her. She was once so much a part of me. But heaven knows I've learned to live without her. Times it was a painful memory, but for all that matters now, if it does, for all that tried to be. For all the times I've tried, I wouldn't change it if I could. For all she meant to me, I remember the good. Times we had won't make me quite so sad when I remember, and for all.